Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
John Potter, live and local like I am every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Well, I'm always live and local, but here I am on the air Saturday between 9 and noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. The show is called The Weekend, where we kind of wrap up the week locally. Honored to do it. Listening to that Fox newscast, my desire to be well-informed is increasingly at odds with my desire to be sane and happy. You know what I'm saying? You got to take a break from it, but you know, some of us are forced to. You want to talk a little local media, Craig?
Oh, sure. Why not?
My ex-employer's in the news, actually. Have you ever heard of the Pecan Press? It is it's a political, but it's local. It's a local political news site, the Pecan Press. Anybody hear of the Pecan
Press? Sounds a little nutty to me.
It does, in a way. But anyway, so here's a post from the Pecan Press this week. What happened at KTVN 2 News? Did someone get confused and think that there were only two candidates in the Ward 1 City of Reno government council race? Well, the Reno City Ward numbers, of course, have changed, but the Pecan Press goes on to say, we're fairly certain they did it on purpose to protect their incumbent and appointed city council members. And they end this post with saying, hey, KTVN, make it up to all the candidates by reaching out and profiling the folks you missed. Well, Channel 2 News is out-of-state owners, and most of their employees are not from Nevada. There's very little Nevada, sad to say, in 2 News Nevada. Craig has equally harsh opinions of what is it, Channel 4? Did you see something on Channel 4 that upset you?
It's like the newspaper. It's like the Gazette Journal.
You can't not like Joe.
I like Joe Hart. Yes, I do like Joe Hart. Worked with Joe a few times on Sheep Dip, you know, on the Ask Joe Hart segments.
He's a good guy.
We did, yeah. But it's like, okay, I don't know when it was, about 10, 15 years ago when they went to tabloid journalism. Just like, you know, you had the TMZ stuff and all of that. They just converted all of that sensationalism. Then like 8 and 4, I swear they don't have anybody literate who posts on their social media because of the spelling errors and incorrect things like that.
Yes.
Nobody's editing anything. Nobody's proofreading anything. It just,
my gosh,
post it and go.
We lost grammar. We did.
Oh yeah,
I know what you're saying. I love Channel 4, I really do. But one thing that kind of bugs me on Channel 4, and this is too much inside talk, I apologize for that. But they have the young woman in each evening newscast give her report is like a big international story or a national story, and it just rubs me the wrong way when somebody who is very local, who is not reporting from that country or that area of the United States, and talking like they're an authority on it, and you know they aren't. You know they don't know anything about what happened in the Middle East, or, you know, they were not there to observe it. They can't report it, but they have a local person doing that. Just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm the only guy, too, who can't understand English accents in movies. So I'm an odd duck. What can I say? Big story over the week here, and this is, I try to do all local news. I'm going to say that I hope this doesn't become local news, but oh my gosh, what's happening in California? And this scares me, because what happens in California makes its way here almost every time. See, I didn't pound the desk this time. See, I'm pounding my hand. Craig, you should be, drives Craig crazy. When I pound the desk.
Well, like last week's remote. Oh, which, by the way, everybody who turned out for that remote with John at Grand Sierra Resort for Western Skies RV. Thank you very much. We do appreciate your attendance, and I know Western Skies does. By the way, that sale ends tomorrow, so get out there. And
oh, I was going to say, I was so tempted to buy there myself. I timidly approached my wife on the subject of getting, come on, just a small RV.
Could you see you standing up in a teardrop, John? Your head would be sticking out the skylight.
The
yeah.
here's the beauty of having any kind of RV to me. And by the way, they have the best ones out there. I couldn't believe how many brands there are of RV makers. The magic to me is that we can take our cats on vacation. And we want to take these long trips and everything, but we can't because, well, we do, because we do have a cat sitter. But it's the cats hate that. I'm sorry to say, cat sitter. They love us, and we love them, and we can't bear to be away from the three cats for more than 4 days. Well, this way you can travel with them because no hotel or motel takes cats. They take dogs, not cats. A discrimination. But this would be the perfect solution. Well, you know, Kathy nixed it, you know, so I think it would work out beautifully. Oh, the cats will get bored. Oh, my gosh. Who worries about cats getting bored? They sleep 85% of the time. I'll get leashes. I'll walk them around the RV park and stuff. They'd love it. Okay, back to the story out of California. State Farm. State Farm in California is not renewing 30,000 homeowner policies in California alone. They are getting out of the apartment insurance business there. They are not renewing 42,000 apartment policies there and 30,000 homeowner policies. I hope and pray this isn't, if it hasn't already, that it never comes here. Kind of reminds me of what's going on now in Florida. I don't know if you heard about this. NBC News did a story this week about how people are leaving Florida in droves. Well, you know, that's media talk, right? That's always exaggerated, and there's a bit of drama in the headlines.
Sensationalized.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people are leaving Florida in droves. Oh, my gosh, you can't get a moving van. It's not like that. But there are people who slightly more people are leaving Florida than moving there. I looked at the figures. It was only like 1,000 difference. But one major reason of this more people leaving Florida than moving in now is home and car insurance changes in Florida. And the story has this this one lady, she went back to Kansas because her home insurance company said their roof is over 3 years old, and that is too old for the insurance company. 3 year old roof. Well, okay, what they do if it's over 3 years old, they double the premium on your home in California, or not, I'm sorry, Florida. And if your roof is over 7 years old in Florida, they don't want to insure you, they don't want your business. And while she was making up her mind, that week, the insurance company canceled her policy anyway. They said, oh, we'll give you a week to decide. And then the insurance company just thought 3 days later, we're just going to cancel it. And car insurance in Florida skyrocketed. And NBC, being NBC, they didn't say it was because of the increase in car theft, which it is. That's the real reason. The crime, car theft's way up, especially in Florida. And also there's the factor of more expensive electronic parts on cars right now, and the insurance companies have to pay for those. Crime and inflation, they don't cover on the network news, you know. Okay, those are the top two reasons right there, crime and inflation. But you'll never see that as cited as a reason on the network news. I'm telling you. Anyway, they don't do that. They don't do crime and inflation. It doesn't look good for the big guy. Okay? But anyway, have you folks heard about this in Florida? Is it going to be what goes on in Florida, so goes the nation? Is it going to be, well, I haven't even mentioned the electric cars. The cost up front to buy one is much higher. Financing charges on electric cars are higher. They depreciate at a higher rate than internal combustion vehicles. These are reasons why electric cars are higher to insure with car insurance. Financing charges on electric cars higher. So the insurance for electric cars is more expensive by at least 25%. The factors that may account for that are the repairs are a lot more expensive. They take longer. Tires are more expensive on electric. Well, they don't last. You'll end up buying more tires because electric cars are so heavy, the tires wear down quite a bit faster. And they also, as we know, electric cars more likely to catch fire. Car companies are now cutting back on their previous production goals for electric cars. The demand for them, maybe from the reasons I just mentioned, the demand for Teslas and other electrics is down. And also I heard that Hertz may declare bankruptcy again because they went all in on electric cars. They bought a bunch of them, and they now have to unload them. And by the way, if you really want an electric car, they're going cheap from Hertz at the moment. It's because too many people don't even want to rent them. I remember when they bought, I remember when Hertz bought all of those electric cars, it was trumpeted on the news. Hertz is buying 20,000 electric cars. And Hertz was then invited to the White House. And the Biden people, they put out this press release saluting Hertz for joining Biden's climate change agenda. Look where that got them, right? Am I just giving one side here? I try not to, but there isn't much positive news on the electric car front and for insurance rates. Sad to say. It's 10:18. We're going to take a break. I'll be back in a few minutes. Phone lines are open, 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:18.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
10:21 our time, beautiful day for a radio show. I'm John Potter, live and local, the weekend on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Just talking about anything, preferably local. Let's go to the phones. Bonnie is calling up on the insurance rate topic. Bonnie from Reno. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning. The reason I called is because it's already here. You said you were hoping it didn't roll over from California, but it's already here. I'm seeing that Farmers is dropping a lot of homeowner policies.
Yeah, I was talking specifically State Farm canceling 45,000 apartment policies and 30,000 homeowner policies. I guess I was talking specifically State Farm making that huge move in California. I did hear that Farmers was canceling or not renewing policies in Nevada also. Are you one of the victims of that?
Not yet. I'm kind of waiting to see what they're going to do. But I think it's
thing.
Time to start shopping around.
I mean, they were so sky high to begin with. Really. It's so obscene. What can you do, you know?
Well, since we have to have homeowners, hopefully there's other people out there that are going to cover us.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are just going to raise that deductible like I've done with my car insurance to afford it, you know? The first $3,000 comes out of your pocket if you're in a wreck or something like that. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty terrifying.
Do you have any good news, Bonnie?
I was interested in knowing that you'd like to get an RV.
I guess it's funny to everybody. They're picturing me in an RV.
I think it's awesome because if I had an RV, I would do exactly that. I would take my cats with me.
Oh, I know. You know, we spent a week in Vegas, I think it was, to see some shows, and I just could not stop thinking about those cats. I love them to death, and I have a huge heart for animals in the first place, but they're all characters.
And you get a lot of pictures when you're gone.
Oh, you're my cat sitter. Oh, my gosh. I'm I'm so sorry that I thought they, what did I say? The cats, I said the cats didn't like it when we leave and the cats, I didn't mean it that way, Bonnie. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, I know that. I know that. It's hard on them when their people are gone.
All right. Tell some folks some interesting things about my home.
There's a lot of cat stuff in your house.
A lot of cat stuff? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes up a lot of floor space. I know. Don't trip over the tunnel.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's fun to be there, and they actually do come out for me now. So all I have to do is sit right there and wait, and they'll come out.
And you are so great because you send the pictures. We love that. We love that. And folks,
because they come out, I can take pictures.
Right, right. Bonnie, thank you for the call. Sorry it took so long to recognize
it's okay.
It was.
It's okay.
Take care,
I didn't identify myself.
All right, sweetheart. Take care. We have a lot in common. We love cats. Okay. Craig, do you want to do the happiness report?
Since sure,
the
why
show's
not?
Kind of going off the rails here. I was going to do this last Saturday. There we go. The World Happiness Report came out last week. The what? Yeah, they do this every year. They poll people around the world on their level of happiness. And once again, the Nordic countries have the highest scores. The number one happiest country, Finland, has had the happiest civilians for 7 years straight. Denmark, number two. Iceland, number three. And it's kind of surprising. These countries doesn't seem like there's a lot to do there, but happy. Sweden, number four. So there we go. Same ones pretty much in the top five. For the U.S., sad to say that happiness has dropped so sharply, mainly among our young people, that for the first time, the young are now less happy than the old. That's never happened before. The new low scores pushed the United States out of the top 20 happy countries for the first time since 2012. Let me just pass on. What have I learned? Here's what I learned. Here is my secret to happiness. The secret to happiness, folks, is low expectations. No, lower. No, keep going, even lower. No, still lower. There you go. I really should be a life coach. But no, really, happiness starts with you, not with your relationships, not with your job, not with your money. What I do is simply look for the good in every situation. Hold on, I read that wrong. I try to find the food in every situation. There you go. No, seriously, start each day as you would New Year's Day, as a new chance to start over. I mean, I think I lead a complex life, but when the sun comes out, I'm happy. I think I'm functionally no different from a plant, really. Wake up thinking about the things you're grateful for and get up. The task is simple, to fully live the one day I've been given, and I'll be the best partner and friend that I can be today. I will take a walk. I'll watch the birds circle overhead. Never take this gift and its beauty for granted. Focus on being in the here and now. Life would definitely suck if you're always worried about the destination and you never actually enjoy the journey. Fall back in love with yourself. Try to remember what it was like when you were a kid, when you were wagging your tail all over the place, leading with love, not fearful of your own shadow. Tell yourself to play more. Joy doesn't simply just happen to us. You have to choose it and keep choosing joy every day. You decide to be happy. Really, who fooled us into being so serious? Life is a celebration. Don't worry about things. The things you worry about, they usually never happen. And the things you never even considered happening do happen. Don't let doubt get you down. Doubt is actually not a sign of weakness. It's an opportunity for growth. And laugh a lot. You know, you'll never be able to control what happens in your life, so just party on. Avoid too much news. Look at the big picture. The big picture is we've been given a paradise, you know. Yet people have always expected too much. Contentment comes not from great wealth, but from few wants. Contentment denies comparison. And when life gives me a tough situation, I don't say, why me? I say, try me. The six best doctors in the world are sunlight, rest, exercise, diet, self-confidence, and friends. And about that self-confidence, I'll quote Henry Ford, who once said, whether you believe that is true or you don't, you're right. In other words, if you don't believe in yourself, failure is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe you can do it, you're right. If you believe you can't, you were right. So anyway, I'm just talking up to Fox News time. Up next, we're going to talk brain health. There's a lot of fascinating news on the medical front when it comes to the most important organ in your body, your brain. Well, important for, I think, most people. All right. Okay. I've had enough. You've had enough. Time for Fox News. Going to take a break. Be back in a few minutes with Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1030.
Is FM Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. The Weekend is the name of the show, and our guest, Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas, is in the studio, and the top three topics we're going to talk about, heartburn, arthritis, incontinence. I suffer from two of those. I'm not going to tell you which ones. And also metabolism, going to bring up, but we're going to start with the latest medical brain news that came out this morning, actually. By the way, how are you, Derek? Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. I didn't have that on.
Oh, I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me today.
Just read the script. Okay, latest medical brain news came out this morning. Headline reads, balanced diet linked to better brain health and cognition. A large-scale study shows. Doesn't that story come out like every week? The balanced diet is good for your brain.
Yeah. Everything in moderation. You can eat whatever you want as long as you don't eat too much of anything.
I said last Saturday that people on no-carb diets may be harming their brain because carbs break down into glucose, and that is the brain's main energy source. Well, this new article, another one, has the six so-called bad carbs that support brain health, and they are potatoes, prunes, honey, whole grain bread, brown rice, and enriched grains. I would like to see just one study come out with great health news about what Cheetos can do for you. It's apparently never going to happen. But anyway, you're really a brain. You're the local brain. I don't know how to describe you. Scientist, expert. I mean, you do have a lab. And this is your number one thing that you work on endlessly. You're obsessed with finding out about the brain and coming up with formulas that can help with cognition and basic brain health. And now you're now how is heartburn related to brain health? Because you have something for heartburn?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to tie all of these things together today.
All right.
With hypothetically.
I get heartburn every day.
I do too. I have until this last week. Right. And this is what we encroached last week.
Mm-hmm.
So sticking with heartburn, what I've been doing to mitigate my heartburn is baking soda and water at night right before going to bed. So I would take maybe a tablespoon of baking soda in 8 ounces of water. It tastes horrible. It tastes like salt water.
Just gulp it down.
Just gulp it down because I don't wake up in the middle of the night.
How much? 8 ounces?
8 ounces of water, more or less, whatever you can handle. And for me, the more concentrated it is, the less heartburn I have in the middle of the night.
Wow.
It
never
tastes
heard
horrible.
This. Never heard this.
So it acts like a carbonation. It's kind of like, it's like Tums concentrated. So what it does is it balances out the acid in the stomach,
mm-hmm.
hypothetically.
This sounds like my habit of taking apple cider vinegar. Tastes horrible.
It does. It does.
Why?
But anyway, what's your formula for heartburn?
Well, new formula. I was planning on having it on my website today. Didn't get there. I spent 2 hours on it trying to get it uploaded yesterday. That didn't happen. I'm not a computer guy. And this has been a strange week for me, so nothing really worked together. And everything started coming together last night. So in regards to heartburn, and so what I believe I've discovered is quite possibly a new gland within what we believe to be within the thyroid itself. And we believe it actually regulates mucosa in the intestinal tract. And this is getting back to heartburn, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So what led me to this understanding is me getting heartburn. So I tried taking a nap one day a couple weeks ago, and I felt like I just had like an injection of stomach acid going straight into my throat.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a bullet, not stomach acid creeping up through the intestine, through the stomach, and just working its way up. It was like squirting a syringe of stomach acid in my throat. I'm like, is this possible? How'd this happen? So I started looking into the esophagus. What does the esophagus do? And so if we look at the esophagus, it's kind of like an extension of the stomach in a way. I was wondering, is it possible for stomach acid to crawl through the esophagus membrane and then leak through the esophagus into the throat? Hypothetically, that is possible. And so instead of looking at stomach acid coming directly from the stomach through the valve that's not working properly, it comes directly through the esophagus. So I started looking at, okay, well, what if the esophagus, part of the reason we get heartburn is because of the esophagus membrane that goes into the throat? Maybe that's not supposed to be permeable. Maybe that's supposed to be whole and complete with a mucosal layer, which keeps stomach acid on the inside instead of leaking through the outside.
I get you. Yeah.
So maybe I started looking at, okay, well, maybe the valve for the keeps the stomach acid in the stomach, maybe that's supposed to be like that as well. Mm-hmm. So my theory is if we can rebuild the mucosa layer in the intestinal tract, that in itself is going to funnel the mucosa throughout the rest of the body. And how I started figuring this out is I started looking into ingredients that work on heartburn to reduce heartburn. And so I looked into like a slippery elm extract. That coats the esophagus, that coats the stomach, but it coats it. So in a tea, it's just going to coat it temporarily. And it also works on, I have slippery elm extract, marshmallow root, and mullein extract. Those are the three key components. But they're all mucin, mucosa-producing ingredients. And so I started looking at it from this place of, okay, if these are all mucin-based ingredients, and one of those three actually works on benefiting the heart also. One of them works on benefiting the veins. And so I've dug into this from the place of, okay, well, if this works on the veins, and from what I read was we were supposed to have a mucosa layer on the inside of the vein, which would reduce atherosclerosis. And so I'm like, okay, hold on a second. So in my head, I'm like sitting here, I like to reverse engineer everything. If all these organs are supposed to have a layer of mucosa, then that all comes back to the intestinal tract being incomplete. That means that if we have a mucosa lining that's supposed to be in the intestinal tract, that means there has to be something regulating the mucosa. Well, Akkermansia is believed to be it's a mucin-regulating ingredient. I don't know that it's really a bacteria, but it regulates mucin in the intestinal tract. And so there has to be something Akkermansia regulates the mucosa within the intestinal tract. So I'm like, what if... So everyone's intestinal tract is off balance. That's what it could be a significant reason why so much of us have so many problems, especially as we age. We consume things as we're younger. In our 20s, we drink a lot. Teens drink a lot. What if that alcohol is destroying the mucosal layer in the intestinal tract, and then as we age, that mucosal layer disappears in the intestinal tract? And then, because the brain doesn't have a solid connection with the intestinal tract, that the mucosal layer within the entire body starts to disappear as well. And that's how hypothetically, this is how we end up with extreme heartburn, arthritic joints, bladder incontinence, because that mucosal layer isn't there. And if we, instead of looking at, this is how I've approached everything I've done so far, is the brain puts out a signal, oftentimes electrical, that's the nervous system. So the nervous system has a complete connection from the brain to every single part of the body, all of our organs, everything. Within our organs, all of our organs are composed of collagen. Within the layers of collagen, there's fluids. And so I've always looked at that from the place of, okay, that fluid has to do with the electrical conductivity, which enables the is this getting too?
Yeah, I was.
This getting too deep.
I'm really trying to keep up.
Sorry.
Well, okay. So, what is your product? What is it called for heartburn?
Acromantia is going to regenerate with the mucus. So, other the ingredients with acromantia is
what mucosa. Is acromantia?
It's that it regulates the mucosa in the intestinal tract,
okay.
Which so it can rebuild the mucosal layer.
As if I know.
Okay. It can regulate the mucosal layer within the esophagus.
Okay.
Based on 2 capsules, my heartburn reduced by 90%. I don't take.
How long you been taking this?
4 days. And my formula for 4 days. There's tons of acromantia products on the market, but they put it with a starch or with fiber, but that's not what acromantia feeds off of.
Did you put this up on sale on your website?
That's what I tried to do yesterday, and I couldn't get it uploaded.
It'll be up soon, right?
It'll be up soon.
Okay.
You can email me.
Brain Health, brainhealthformulas.com, and we'll get to the other products after the break. What we love that you're not a chemical pharmaceutical guy. These are everything you produce are natural ingredients, amino acids. Natural is the way. And when I say that, you know, there are some people who picture a granola eating, Birkenstock wearing, Burning Man hippie type. You are not that. I call you a scientist who goes about things and discovers things in the right, wholesome, non-harmful way. The natural ingredients are the best and the most effective and a lot cheaper than pharmaceuticals and drugs. So, okay, we're going to get into arthritis and incontinence after the break. A metabolism, if we have time, but your primary product is called Restore. It's an amazing thing. I've been taking it now for a month. Look how much better I sound. I mean, the brain is working. Remember how awful I was, folks? And the first year, I sucked so bad on the radio. Good-hearted Jerry gave me a second chance, and I'm doing fine with Restore, your product, Derek Lee. brainhealthformulas.com. Okay, we're going to take a break. No laughing from you, Craig. I heard that.
You did.
We're going to take a break.
That was meant to be heard.
You hush now. Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1048.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
All right. Hello, John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee for one more segment of Brain Health Formulas, I fully endorse his Restore product. And you gave us the Fat Buster product that is brand new. My wife, retired doctor, started the Fat Buster 2 days ago. I was thinking I could give a progress report on her weight every Saturday, but she would kill me. Kill me if I gave out her weight. So
she wouldn't be listening, John. She never listens to your shows.
She never listens, but she'd hear about it. She hears everything from people. So we got to be careful here. All right, Derek Lee. Okay, we covered heartburn with your new product. And, of course, I can't say enough about Restore for brain health. Love it. Maybe we'll get back on that topic about what's in it. It's basically very similar to pharmaceuticals, which use amino acids, but you come up with an amino acid combination that it doesn't have to be registered as a pharmaceutical. All I can say is it works. I notice a difference right away. Let's get into our... By the way, Derek, how many products do you have now? I'm losing count here.
I've developed over 100, but we're slowly releasing them, mostly so we can keep up with production. And so we focus on what is most relevant, what we believe to be most relevant. And so what we've recently come up with, I've been exploring, experimenting with Eckermansia for the last year, trying to understand. I've always believed there's more to it mm-hmm. than what the science says. And just more in last week is when I came up with this new combination of looking at more from a mucin-based bacteria.
Okay, so how many products do you have on the website right now?
We have Restore, which we have like 12 different labels for specific maladies or specific issues. Mostly that's for so people understand that Restore can work on all these different things.
You know, I said to Derek during the break, I said, do you have any other hobbies, anything you're interested in? Do you go out to movies? And Derek said, yeah, I go to movies, but I'd still be thinking about brain combinations.
Yeah.
Okay, arthritis.
Yep.
Let's get into your discovery about helping folks with arthritis.
Arthritis, if you think about an arthritic joint, that means that the joint has lost the fluidity. Sometimes if arthritis gets really bad, the ends of the bones kind of expand, and it gets to a point of where the joint wears down to bone on bone. So this new product that it's not on my website yet, Eckermansia, regulating fluids in the body and brain. I would live in a three-story house. When I walk downstairs in the morning, my knees hurt and my ankles hurt. And as soon as I started this product, they don't hurt anymore walking down the stairs. I don't have heartburn anymore. And so Eckermansia regulates the mucosa throughout the entire body.
I have relatives who are actually looking for a one-story home because they can't take the pain of having their current two-floor house.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's really bad, especially when your joints don't loosen up. And so when there's excess fluid, it also creates pain because there's swelling and because then the joints don't move because there's too much fluid. And so if we can rebuild the mucosa layer within the joint, then we have more fluidity. Arguably, we can reverse arthritis, which has to do with lack of fluidity in the joint. And there's a high probability that we might even be able to, and this is just theory, we might even be able to rebuild the end of the bone that's been expanded. Hypothetically, I don't know if it's accurate or not. But
it can grow.
It can reseal itself.
I got you.
And that's all because in the mucosa layer, there's a tremendous amount of proteins and phytonutrients in the mucosa itself, which I believe that the mucosa layer actually keeps things functioning normally. So if we can get the mucosa back to where it's supposed to be, then arguably we can rebuild the things that are deficient of nutrients. And that all comes back to the intestinal tract being deficient as well.
You always try these formulas on yourself. Are you trying out this arthritis formula?
Yes. I've been taking it for the last week, and last 5 days, actually. Within 24 hours, my joints have improved greatly. There's no aches and pains getting out of bed anymore in my knees or ankles.
Oh, wow. To me, that's the worst time.
At 24 hours, and so I asked my partner, who she's also taking it, and she has bladder issues, and her bladder had improvements within 24 hours as well. So we have a morning formula and a nighttime formula, and you take them once in the morning, once at night. And the nighttime formula is more an enteric capsule, so it's time-released, more or less. So it gets deeper into the intestinal tract because different sections of the intestinal tract deliver nutrients to different parts of the body. And so it's not all from the small intestine. It's the entire intestinal tract delivers nutrients to different parts. So we have it going to small intestine, goes to different parts. large intestine goes to other parts, and it benefits lungs too. Lungs breathe easier.
What is the name of your arthritis formula, which is available on your website?
Acromancia. I don't know how to pronounce the last part. Mucinophila.
Okay.
Regulates body and brain fluids is the name of the product. You'll have to email me, Derek@brainhealthformulas.com, if you're interested, until it goes up on the website.
And your website is brainhealthformulas.com. We're down to our final minute, my man. Next time you're here, let's get into your formula for incontinence. And we're going to talk metabolism. And one more endorsement I have to make for Restore. Outstanding. And we'll see how the fat buster is working out.
Fantastic.
Okay. I'll conceal her weight. And maybe I can do this on the radio. But Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas, we'll talk to you again same time, right?
Same time.
Same time next Saturday, folks. So tune in. You'll learn a lot, like I have. BrainHealthFormulas.com. As always, Derek, you're an awesome guy, and thank you so much for coming here to educate folks about how to help themselves with your formulas at BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Thank you, John.
All right, sir. Got a break for Fox News, friends, and it's open topic from you at 884-9910 is our number on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1058.